This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is clarifying its position on Iran after President Joe Biden gave an interview in which he indicated that the United States would not lift sanctions until Tehran stops enriching uranium. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday, just to be very clear, the president never said that exactly. Biden, in a television interview aired Sunday, nodded when CBS anchor Nora O'Donnell asked about lifting sanctions and whether Iran must first halt enrichment of uranium at a higher level than allowed under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement. The United States withdrew from the international agreement, often known as the Iran nuclear deal, under the Trump administration. The White House press secretary said Monday, quote, I think if we were announcing a major policy change, we would do it in a different way than a slight head nod. She said if Iran comes into full compliance with its obligations under the international agreement, the United States would do the same. She said Washington would then use that as a platform to build a larger and stronger agreement. State Department officials are echoing that message and emphasizing they are discussing the issue with allies rather than seeking dialogue directly with Tehran. In Haiti, opponents seeking to end the rule of President Jovenel Moïse declared Supreme Court Judge Joseph Messin-Jean-Louis as interim president. The move came a day after Moïse said authorities had arrested 23 people linked to a failed coup to install a different Supreme Court judge as leader. Jean-Louis, a 72-year-old judge, released a short video Monday saying he had been picked by Haiti's opposition to be interim president, but the United States has accepted Moïse's claim to power, and he appears to have retained leadership of the Caribbean island nation. This is VOA News.